This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Nearly 1,000 last-ditch Ukrainian fighters who had held out inside Mariupol's polarized steel plant has surrendered, Russia said Wednesday, as the battle that turned the city into a worldwide symbol of defiance and suffering draws towards a close. The Ukrainian fighters who emerged from the ruined Azovstal steelworks after being ordered by their military to abandon the last stronghold of resistance in the now-flattened port city face an uncertain fate. Some were taken by the Russians to a former penal colony in a territory controlled by Moscow-backed separatists. While Ukraine said it hopes to get the soldiers back in a prisoner swap, Russia threatened to put some of them on trial for war crimes. Speaking of which, a 21-year-old Russian soldier facing the first war crime since Moscow invaded Ukraine pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian, AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin could get life in prison for shooting a 62-year-old Ukrainian man in the head through an open car window in the southeast of Ukraine on February 28, 4 days into the invasion. Ukraine's prosecutor general previously said her office was readying war crimes cases against 41 Russian soldiers for offences that included bombing civilian infrastructure, killing civilians, rape and looting. It's not immediately clear how many of the suspects are in Ukrainian hands and how many will be tried in absentia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On the diplomatic front, Finland and Sweden could become members of NATO in a matter of months, though objections from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threaten to disrupt things. Turkey accuses the two countries of harboring Kurdish militants and others it considers a threat to its security. This is VOA News. Hundreds of climbers who scaled Mount Everest in Nepal over the last few days are taking advantage of favorable weather conditions to return safely down the mountain. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
British climber Kenton Cool scaled Everest for the 16th time, setting the record for the most Everest summits by a non-Nepalese climber. Ukrainian Antonina Samolova hopes the message from her climb is
to be aware that in Ukraine we have still war. Mm-hmm. And Ukrainian people are still fighting for their freedom, for their future, mm-hmm. and we need help from all the sides.
A Sherpa from Nepal, who now lives in the U.S., broke her own record, reaching the 29,000-foot summit for the 10th time. The most times any woman has climbed Mount Everest, Lhakpa Sherpa has sights on the second highest peak.
Maybe K2. Adaja's K2 season is very coming soon.
K2 is in Pakistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ringling Brothers announces its comeback tour without animal acts 5 years after shutting down its three-ring circus. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Its 50-city North American tour starts in September of next year with international dates to follow, according to Feld Entertainment, which owns the company, and says the circus will now be interactive, featuring audience engagement and displaying what it calls incredible feats that push the limits of human potential. The circus took down its tents after years of declining ticket sales as customers became conflicted about its treatment of circus animals. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of worshippers are lighting bonfires, praying and dancing at a Jewish holy site in northern Israel a year after a stampede there left 45 people dead. Wednesday's holiday festivities at Mount Meron are overshadowed by the memories of the 2021 deadly stampede, the single largest civilian disaster in the country's history. Attendance at this year's festivities is limited to 16,000 people who had to secure their tickets in advance. Police said around 8,000 officers would be stationed around the site to maintain order. The site is believed to be the burial place of a prominent second century rabbi and has drawn Jewish pilgrims and worshipers for centuries. Recapping our top story, nearly 1,000 last-ditch Ukrainian fighters who had held out inside Mariupol's pulverized steel plant have surrendered, Russia said Wednesday, as the battle that turned the city into a worldwide symbol of defiance and suffering draws towards a close. The Ukrainian fighters who emerged from the ruined Azovstal steelworks after being ordered by their military to abandon the last stronghold of resistance in the now-flattened port city face an uncertain fate. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.